This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
In for the guys. Chris Russell derailed the show last segment. Won't have to worry about that anymore. He's gone.
Well, we only got an hour to get it back on the rails.
This is true. Well,
of course, I don't know where this train track is going, Nick.
Yeah.
We're going into another weekend when all it feels like, for those who have had some time off, is it's been all weekend for over a week.
It's just the
ready for structure. I'm ready for Monday. I'm actually looking forward to Monday.
Are you a routine guy? Do you need your routine every day?
I don't do good with 2 weeks off. Mm-hmm. And I really haven't been off because I've been happily filling in here the last 10 days or so. But I like the fact that Monday, I know there's some people I got to call and things I got to do, and they're going to be open for business.
Yeah.
Many people open for business today, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready to get after it Monday.
You know it's officially going to be back to business for things again.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Indeed.
Yeah. Getting back to business too, I'm looking at pictures here of the Winter Classic in Miami.
It's awful.
Listen, there are certain events in sports that have their fun moments, and then you start to look at them after a while and go, okay, we've jumped the shark. Okay, we've gotten to the point now where it's too much. Okay, now we've lost sight of what this was supposed to be. The Winter Classic in Miami indoors. I'm sorry. It just doesn't do it for me at all. What are we doing here?
Well, the nature of why they're doing it is simple. These things make money.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Florida Panthers being your, what are they, the back-to-back Stanley Cup champs?
Mm-hmm.
They wanted this game badly because every team wants to monetize this event, and every team has submitted their proposals
right.
for either the Winter Classic or the so-called Stadium Series. Now, I'm going to tread on some very thin ice.
Ooh, I love that.
Pun intended.
Okay.
I don't understand people that love going to these games. I don't understand it. I'll never understand it. If it's a one-off or a super special thing like Red Wings, Maple Leafs at Michigan Stadium, which was the largest crowd ever, over 100,000 people on a cold, gray, snowy day. Okay, that's pure hockey right there. And you're showing your loyalty to the sport and being outdoors and being part of a communal event. You can't see anything from way out there, okay? But the fact that this is still at least a moneymaker for these teams, I guess is a testament to how the NHL markets it. But for the casual fan, it looks terrible. This Winter Classic inside the Marlins ballpark. I mean, nobody goes to the Marlins games for baseball. And yet, I guess they're going to get close to a sellout. I guess there's enough fans who are like, oh, cool, it's a novelty, we'll do it. But it goes against everything in my mind what the Winter Classic should be about. You need some winter for the Winter Classic. And so, therefore, I would limit the sort of the longitude, latitude of this game
mm-hmm.
to keep it in the northern tier where yes. there actually is winter.
Because you can do some of these types of, like you talk about, these one-off events or these special events, but it's got to have the look, too, like the Field of Dreams baseball game.
Yes, that was awesome.
White Sox, was that what it was?
Yes, I think it's coming back this summer because they did a whole renovation out there.
And that's awesome.
Yes.
Do you remember years ago when in college basketball it was UNC and they played on a cargo aircraft carrier
off the coast of San Diego, and then they had condensation on the court because, hello, it's on a boat.
Right.
What do you think was going to happen? They had to stop the game. Right.
The physics of it weren't there, so you have to be careful. But if you're going to do an event like this, like the Winter Classic, it has to fit into the actual branding of what it is. Winter. Nobody thinks of Miami or Florida and winter other than people that are snowbirds that want to go down there and stay away from the weather that we have here. Now, I get it. I understand the money is what changes it. I understand that that's where they're going to move things around. It's like having a Super Bowl in a cold weather city. We tried it in Minneapolis. It didn't work. Let's not do that again. We need to stay away from cold weather cities. But I get that there's money that's going to make some of these decisions happen. But you got to kind of stay with like the roots of some of these types of special events, or you take away what makes them special. You take away what makes them look good on TV.
What looked the best was when in 2021 the league did
two games
outside in Lake Tahoe Edgewood on the South Shore, and it looked awesome. However, the glare from the sun was causing problems with the ice because it was like hard freezing parts of the rink and they really couldn't control for the consistency of the ice.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a bit of a challenge. But from a visual standpoint, that was the best. I would select cozy little spots somewhere in the northern tier, Michigan, Minnesota, Wisconsin, maybe, you know, Ottawa, that kind of thing, and then find a little spot shielded from the wind amidst some tall pine trees and some evergreens, build the rink in there, build a little bit of seating, put the TV cameras there. That would be great. Or go to Old Barns, which they used to do for the Kraft Hockeyville series. Do you remember that?
Yes.
They would start the season with a game at an old barn somewhere, and that's where they would play the games. Putting this game at Marlins Stadium is so dumb. So the question you and I had was, what else has jumped the shark? If we're right in saying the Winter Classic has jumped the shark, and maybe some people will disagree, you can call in on that. But if you agree that it's jumped the shark, what else has? What else has jumped the shark?
800-6-
done with it.
800-636-1067. What is that event that you look at and say, meh, I'm not in for it anymore? And honestly, this is at the very top for me. Because of this, because I think what hockey had that made it so unique was a certain look in a normal hockey game. Taking it outside in that winter setting makes it special.
Yeah.
You've ruined that now.
I know.
You've ruined it. Like, this to me is really like, in terms of sporting events, it's right there at the very top. Like, I don't get bothered by like the Final Four in big football stadiums. Who cares? I think that looks cool. That doesn't really bother me at all.
It still bothers me.
Does it bother you?
Yes.
Why?
Because they have to build the court up on a stage from a sightline viewing angle. The stands next to a football stadium are a lower pitch that go further away from the court.
Yeah.
The camera angles, as you know, Nick, because you're a man of television, have to be higher up. They shoot at a longer focal length, which compresses the image, so you can't tell the spacing like you normally would. The one myth is that teams shoot more poorly in a dome. That was widely believed. It's not the case. They've actually run the numbers on that. I just hate it. And yes, they can still sell tickets way up in the rafters.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to wonder if they'll still be able to do that as time goes on. So I was never really into the football thing. Still kind of annoys me. The basketball game should be played in a basketball arena.
Yeah. But they've tried other outdoor... See, basketball hasn't really tried this as much, though. It's really been hockey that's tried the indoor, take it outdoors.
Right. You know what will jump the shark if they allow it? If they really expand the tournament even further than the Selection Sunday show, which was always a great tradition, will quickly become, whatever. Everyone's in. What do I care? I'll just download the bracket tomorrow because I don't care about the seeding.
You're talking just not even
Selection show.
Oh.
Yeah, well, anything in sports that has jumped the shark.
Oh, then any of these selection shows are trash to me. Because
really?
It's all stretched out. Did you watch the World
original...
Cup draw? It was nothing but concerts. It was the stupidest thing I've ever seen. I'm like, what are we doing here? Just tell me the teams.
Okay, so you're a soccer guy, right?
I mean, a little bit, but it was more of just, like, I was interested in that. And
part of the problem with the World Cup draw, now that they've expanded the World Cup, is that there's still a couple spots that are like they got a placeholder
right.
in them.
It's like fill in the blank here.
TBD. Well, wait a minute. Are we revealing a bracket or not? I want to know what's the group of death.
Right.
The group of death.
You've got to have it. You have to have it.
Yes.
So it's I mean, well, listen. I understand from a TV perspective why these things are stretched out, why these events are or these. Made for TV moments are drawn out, but we don't need 2 hours. You need to still think about like what the audience cares about at least a little bit.
Yeah,
at least somewhat. There has to be something that's there.
Yeah,
but you know, it's gotten to the point now where I kind of accept that a lot of those, if it's a show related, I just expect it to be that way. But
right.
Yeah, there's something about it, and you and I were talking about this before the show. The Winter Classic, just going back to that, looking at it just feels like, was there somebody in that room? Like, you know, when you watch a commercial and you go, I would have loved to have been in the room when somebody approved this idea. Or, who approved this and
who
said,
approved it?
We're going to go with this in Miami?
I just think they felt, look, every team wants to host it. They've won the cup a couple times
right.
now. We can't tell them no much
right.
longer.
And I get the money
They probably told them no quite a bit up until now. And now they're like, okay.
I got another one for you, too. Super Bowl halftime show. I've gotten over it now.
Whoa.
Most of it now is just kind of...
You know why? Part of it is they've gone to collaboration shows.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's,
though I did love L.A. with Dr. Dre and Eminem.
Okay,
and,
so you're not over it. So you're not over it.
Well, if you move the Winter Classic back to the Yankee Stadium or something, okay. I'd watch that. That would feel like it was actually outdoors in the winter again.
I'm old enough to remember, Nick, when they would count on one artist that was a bankable artist that
yep.
could carry the entire halftime show.
Yeah.
They didn't have to have, well, it's so-and-so with a splash of
right.
him and a dose of her.
A sprinkle of salt
right,
of this and some pepper over here.
Right, we're gonna crowdsource it. We're going to throw, like, if you really hated this one guy, don't worry. There's that other guy you might like better.
And there's always the surprise. Is there a surprise artist that we don't know? And let's generate that. No. I've just gotten to the point now where it's like I don't get excited when they talk about the Super Bowl halftime show.
The biggest fish who hasn't done it yet is, of course, T. Swift.
Yep. But she wants money, apparently, and
yes,
they don't
she
pay.
She does. And the league wants at no cost to the league,
which
I respect.
I kind of.
We all want at no cost to the league
yeah.
in our life.
Don't
you pay.
You pay. You do
Not
it for
me.
It. Do it for free. All right. Brian's in Alexandria. What's up, Brian?
Hello, Brian.
Brian.
How you guys doing today?
Hey,
listen, I think, Zabe, as far as, how are you? As far as the Winter Classic goes, you yourself had the, on the air, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're ready to go, buddy.
Hey, sorry.
Yep.
Zabe, you had the best idea of all years ago for the Winter Classic. I don't know if you remember this, but
on the mall.
I think you proposed doing it on the Capitol Mall, doing it on the reflecting pool.
Yeah.
You know, with the Washington Monument in the background and all that.
That would be great. Hey, the draft is going to be there in a couple of years. I do remember that. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear me. It seems like we got a connection issue.
Yeah. Where'd you go?
Yeah. Thanks for the call. Check your Bluetooth settings, sir. Appreciate that, Brian. Let's see.
I do remember when you talked about that, though.
Well, let's see. Reflecting pool size and dimensions. I don't know if it's wide enough.
I don't think it is either.
Now,
but you'd have to put an ice setup on top of it. That's what it would be. And
actually,
like the center.
No, it's apparently 167 feet wide.
Is it? Oh, yeah, I guess it is.
18 to 30 inches deep.
But
we don't
how
care
do you,
about
you have
the
to
deep.
Freeze the whole thing? You're proposing freezing the entire National Mall, like reflecting pool.
No, I would. Well, first of all, you're constructing a full-on rink.
Right.
Dasher boards, all
yes.
the underlaying grids
right.
and honeycomb, plastic, whatever,
right.
and then freezing it, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what's at the bottom of the reflection pool. I don't know if there's little valves or nubs or things that you'd have to work around. But that's where it belongs, though.
Oh, that's the right place for it. You would just have to build the rink on top of it.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, I would do that. Yeah. Ben, you said you have one?
Has NBA All-Star Weekend overall completely jumped the shark for like 10 years?
That's a good one.
to the point where now Adam Silver is flummoxed as to how do we put shock paddles to resurrect this, because the level of effort is embarrassing for the league.
We'll see how the new format is this year.
It's all the events, though. Also, the dunk contest. Nobody cool does it anymore. They have G League guys that participate and win it.
That's the biggest thing to me. The dunk contest used to be the premier event because you had stars. You don't have that star power anymore at all. And when you do, in the rare moments, most of them aren't creative. The last dunk contest we had that was good was Aaron Gordon against Zach LaVine, back-to-back years. That's it.
Wow,
that's
what year was that?
I don't know. 2015, maybe?
Like 2016, maybe?
Yeah.
You know, they killed the dunk contest for a couple years.
They did, and then they brought it back for Vince Carter.
Oh.
And they should have.
They should have Wemby in the dunk contest, and he just stands there flat-footed.
Or give him a 12-foot hoop. See if he can just dunk on a 12-foot hoop.
Or have it where you start raising the rim a couple inches at
little
a time.
Little by little.
To see who can get up.
I will tell you this, though. If you look at some of these YouTube dunkers, they're the most creative ones. If you could get one of them on that stage against like a star, but again, there's other factors.
Hasn't every dunk that's ever been dunked a dunk?
No, no. I'm telling you, man.
You're telling there's new dunks yet to be had.
There are crazy ass dunks on YouTube if you just go and look for some of those. All right, 800-636-1067. The event around sports, whether it's a show, as we've now added the Selection Sunday show.
Anything in sports that you think has jumped the shark. It used to be great, but now here comes Fonzie's water skis hitting the other side of the penned-in shark cage.
800-636-1067. Steve Zabin, Nick Ash, you in for the guys on the fan.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Winter is coming, kind of.
At some point, baseball is going to have a lockout and a player strike.
At the end of this coming year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it was inevitable. We've gone far too long without it.
And because of the arrogance of the Dodgers and the utter ineptitude of the current commissioner, guess what? They're going to get a good one. You're going to get one good and hard. It's going to be a big one.
You ain't lying.
It's going to be a big one.
The way the Dodgers have spread that money out.
It's a joke.
The Shohei Ohtani deal, that was it. That's when everybody looked around and went, Are we going to keep doing this? Are we going to keep? You know what? Free agency in Major League Baseball. Jump the shark.
There you go.
The Dodgers have ruined everything. All right, let's go to John in Alexandria. What's up, John? You're on the Fan.
What's going on, guys? Happy New Year.
Yes, sir, John.
Funny enough, you're talking about baseball. I wanted to bring up the home run derby. It's just lost its pizzazz for me. The timer, you're gassing all the hitters. Before, you used to be able to watch them hit it out the park 450 feet. Everybody be watching in amazement. Then they get back to it. Now it's you got to hit 40 balls in, what, under 4 minutes or 3 minutes. You're gassing the batters. They have to take a one-minute break to chug their Gatorade and get back to it. I don't know. Their heads just aren't in it when they got to be timed like that. That's all I got to say about that.
All right. Thanks for the call. I think the pitch clock is brilliant, but I wanted them to make it a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
After the first year, they made it shorter.
Yeah.
It went from, like, what, 22 seconds to 18? I forget the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
But they shaved even more off of it. And I'm like, it's a good idea. Just give it a little more time to breathe.
Right. You got to give these guys some level of breath that's there. I understand the, like, moving things forward. But some things are a swing and a miss. Pun intended, yes. And
hey-o.
You have to move on occasionally, too. I will never forget this. When the NBA tried, remember the freestyle round in the slam dunk contest that John Wall won? There's your trivia for you. The year John Wall won a slam dunk contest.
There was a freestyle round?
The first round.
What does that mean?
It looked like they were warming up, and everybody just went out and dunked freestyle on a hoop. Your turn. Like a, think of the layup line, but with dunks.
Get
out.
It was
1 year. It was the year John Wall won that slam dunk contest. And by the way, it was a really good dunk. He did the... You know, jump between the legs, catch it over the mascot's head, dunk it back over his head, whatever they called that dunk. I don't know. Yeah.
2014.
Okay. There you go.
That one was lost to history
in
my mind. I don't even remember that.
That's one of my trivia questions I will always have for everybody. But you listen, they've tried to do that with the slam dunk contest. The home run derby in Major League Baseball hasn't gone the route of the slam dunk contest. It still has some level of, like, luster that's there, but I'm with that guy that just called. It's like, it's not the same that it used to be. It's kind of like the three-point contest has still kept something in the All-Star game because it's simple. It's just great shooters shooting. The home run derby is great hitters hitting. You don't want to mess with it too much. The dunk contest means you have to be more creative. You got to be original. It's got to look different. Shooting threes, you're shooting threes. Hitting home runs, you're hitting home runs. So there's a little level
more
of just
artistry,
like,
involved.
Yes. So when you don't have the level of artistry like the slam dunk contest has had, then people go, well, I'm tired of this crap. I don't want to watch this anymore.
You know my idea to reinvigorate the home run derby?
What's that?
Pitchers only.
Can we bring Bartolo Colon out just for that?
Yes. Yes. Let's see. Let's see what pitchers.
Carlos Zambrano, he was a great hitter.
Let's see which pitchers can actually rake. A little bit.
Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer was all right.
Yeah.
He could work that.
What if they just invited two pitchers every year to compete? Just a 1v1 head-to-head thing.
I could work with that.
One of the greatest pitcher home runs in history was Brandon Woodruff as the starter against the Dodgers in the NLCS in Milwaukee at home, first inning, just went Pearl Harbor on, I think, Kershaw. Surprised the hell out of him. Took him left field. Imagine being the starting pitcher at home, NLCS, and you go yard. That was before, of course, the DH rule.
Well, so. Yeah, and that's taken away all of that. Though I'm fine with it. I'd rather have a DH than because there's only a few pitchers you actually want to see step up.
No,
to the plate
seeing
anyway,
the nine-hole bat 122 on an average basis, if that, maybe 067. Not fun.
All right, let's go to Eazy-E in Rockville. What's up? Nope, and he's gone.
Had him.
And he hung up just
like
that.
Feels like his phone was outside the window, and then when we put him on the air, he dropped it.
Dropped it.
He was like,
out the car.
He's like, oh, I'm on the air.
Oh, no.
I had a great point.
Well, then we'll have to wait on that then. All right, John's in McLean. What's up, John?
Hey, happy New Year's, fellas. And, Zabe, great to hear you on Terrestrial Radio. Hope everything works out. I'm a loyal podcast listener.
Thank you very much, John.
I have two and one that will never jump the shark. The first one's probably sacrilegious, but the Masters Par 3 tournament.
What?
Wow. You just, his face got red when you said that.
Sir.
It has
10 seconds to repent before being cast out of the House of Golf Nerdery.
I love the Masters. Been to the Masters. it's now like, let's just put the kids in caddy suits and have them run around the par three course.
Yeah, I know. And they don't try, and the kids get to putt the ball, and nobody wants to win because no one's won the par three and the Masters in the same year. Not everybody plays. They can't even accommodate the whole field. It'd be too crowded. I get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The other one I have.
So what are they going to do on Wednesday afternoon, then? Practice more?
Eat
pimento cheese sandwiches.
Competitive putt-putt. How about that?
Pro-am. The other one, women's basketball. The air has gone
women's
out.
Women's basketball has never been hotter.
Yeah, this is like the moment it's been really popular.
I don't know. I mean, I think the air has gone out of the Caitlin Clark balloon. I mean,
well, there's that. Now, that is an interesting angle.
She was hurt a lot this year, though, too.
Was she?
Oh. Wait, do you have a conspiracy theory?
Yes.
Oh, do we have tinfoil anywhere? Tinfoil on Dave's head. Let's go.
What was her injury last year? Did she blow out her ACL? No. Did she rupture an Achilles? No.
She had
this mystery calf injury that she was supposedly working back from. She was supposedly working back from. And then in like warm-ups or shoot around, she re-injured it, they said. And then she didn't come back afterwards. To me, it was very fishy. She took basically the whole summer off.
One thing that will never jump the shark, the bullpen baseball helmet cart. We need more of those.
Well, you're right, but it went extinct. So I don't know. It kind of did jump the shark. You know,
I thought a couple teams still have it.
Oh, maybe they brought them back. I know this. You can buy some of those old carts if you look hard and wide on the internet.
Can you?
Yes, they have. I've seen them pop up on auction sites. Like, get this authentic Cardinals bullpen cart.
I'm sure that's quite a price tag on those.
I believe there was a couple helmet carts for the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely.
That also came online.
Thank you, John. Yeah,
thanks, John. Imagine buying that, and the trailer shows up to your house, and your wife comes out with her robe and her coffee going, what is this?
Here's the reason why honey, that got me excited.
Honey, you got to understand, okay, this was important to my youth. This meant a lot to me. How much was this? It wasn't much.
It doesn't matter.
$14,000.
Yeah.
What? And then you say, where are you going to put it? In the yard, I guess. We'll put it out back.
Our golf cart has gotten a little old, so you're kind of getting the gears turning for me right now.
Oh, really?
To just go and see how this could work here. Because our neighborhood is very golf cart centric.
Okay.
A lot of people have, you know.
What do you got?
Great sound. Oh, I don't know.
You got an Easy Go. You got a Yamaha. You got a club car.
It's an old Easy Go.
Talk to me. Let's go, golf cart nerd.
We're going to have to. Oh, it's not nerdy enough. It is
battery or gas?
It's battery.
Okay.
It is the water-filled batteries.
You got to fill the waters. They'll go dead otherwise. Expensive repair.
I know.
Those batteries don't last forever, by the way.
I have replaced the batteries already in it. It's already been a project.
$3,000 a piece.
I want to put a lift kit on it, but I want to just get this thing up. Because we got the
you want to lift it? You want to trick it?
Yes, I want neon lights on it. I want speakers. Oh. I want all of that. People in our neighborhood have that, and it just makes me get so jealous. I'm like, oh man, I want that.
Apparently, the Chinese are really disrupting the golf cart market because they're able to make a much cheaper, better electric golf cart.
Are they?
Yes, but they're not allowing them to be imported.
It's like the electric cars they have over there that are supposed to be better than Teslas. Yes. And I've seen those.
So you got to kind of work around the restrictions on that.
Yeah. Do you have a guy?
I don't have a guy, but you know what? Right. We have a radio show and people are listening. If there's any golf cart guys out there, young Nick needs himself a new cart.
Going to need a new one. Let's go. We've had this one since we moved in 4 years ago, and it was one of those, like, let's start with a base model.
You got upgrade
fever
now.
And we'll go from there. We took it out last night.
You need the four-seater with the back seats that flip down.
Oh, dude, yes.
You need the seat belts. You need the actual street legal lights so you can take it on the street.
I need to get it enclosed, too, because then you can't take it out in the cold. It's not the same.
Yep, hold on.
Oh, trust me.
Yeah, so this is basically a Honda Accord EX fully loaded, $43,995. Yep. But don't worry, we got payment plans for
it. It's fine. Don't worry. All right, let's go to Eazy-E, who's back. I guess he's got his phone now, Zay. What's up, Eazy-E?
He did a U-turn, he got the phone. Yeah. Eazy-E, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Look, I don't know. The phone just hung up. But anyway, here's what I'm going to say. I agree with you guys. The NHL being down in Miami is blah. That they have completely lost me putting a NHL Winter Classic, keyword winter, in a warm state.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care that the Panthers won back-to-back Stanley Cup. You know what? Move out of the state if you want to be hosting it. I don't care. It doesn't belong anywhere, anywhere below South Carolina or North Carolina. I don't want it even in Georgia. It doesn't belong in places like that. D.C. was fine, okay? Even when they played at, I can't remember the stadium that the Caps played, the Hurricanes at, but that was fine because it's literally a cold state. If it gets below 40, it is considered cold. If it's at 40, okay. Now, here's where I think the Winter Classic Stadium Series, we can call it actually, should come to. I think the Commanders should host it only because, not now, but in 4 years, mm-hmm. because I really and truly think they're going to end up getting a retractable roof, which means they can open the dome and bring in the cold elements. Heck, I wouldn't even be mad if some way, somehow, it made its way to the new Buffalo Bills Stadium. Why? Because it's cold. Thanks for taking my call.
Right. I'm 100% with him on the new Commander Stadium having it, because let's be real, you have to have other big events at these stadiums now. No. Guaranteed.
It's financial malpractice to have a one-use stadium that's exposed to the elements.
Although I don't think we're getting the moat.
No, we're not getting Moat X Field was Damn my it. Favorite version of Dan Snyder's fever wet dreams about what he would have. No, you got to enclose it. It's a nostalgic thing to say, I love outdoor winter football. Oh yeah? How often do you go to games? Mm-hmm. How often do you sit there? Mm-hmm. Well, they do it at Lambeau. Lambeau's different. I mean, that is iconic, historic, one-of-a-kind type deal. But everyone else would be stupid. I mean, you're talking, we're going to have so many events at the new place because thank God they got the location right. That was the miracle of 2025. And I followed that as it came down to not just the 11th hour. It was 11:58:58 they finally said, okay, let's do this. And I just shudder to think if that had not happened, how much lift and how much longer it would have taken to get a place. By the way, here's Amerant Bank Arena for Florida.
Okay.
This is where the Panthers play. They don't play down in Miami.
Yeah.
But they're playing it down at the Marlins
Stadium.
Right. Look at where it is. It's right against the swamps down there,
gosh,
Nick.
It is.
And the surrounding area has such exciting things as a rainforest cafe and the Sawgrass Mills Shopping Center. And a Walmart super center. Like, it is in the middle of generic suburban sprawl Florida next to the Everglades.
Take a fan boat.
About that?
You can do a fan boat.
You could.
And then there you go. You've got that.
Pretty much could.
All right, Sam, I'm going to let you go. Ben's yelling at me. Don't care. You have a Zabe story. Go, Sam. You're on.
All right. Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Happy New Year, gentlemen. I'm going to go off the range here. Please forgive me, but... Zabe, you were on a couple days ago. Obviously, everyone loves having you back. Wonderful to hear your voice.
Not everyone.
For us longtime listeners. Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Well,
I'm glad to have you back.
The reason, though, Nick, good to talk to you too, buddy. The reason, though, I had a dream about you, Zabe, the night before you came back on the radio.
I hope Zabe was naked in this dream. Please tell me this is an awkward.
No. This is a family-friendly show, all boys. Right. But Zabe came to me, and he's like, Sam, I need you to help me get back on the radio. Like, I need a permanent slot. So I guess I have connections. I'm making calls. Zabe's following me around everywhere. I'm having meetings. And we got Zabe a permanent spot from 12 to 4, Monday to Friday, back on 106.7 The Fan. So I just want to call and let you know that. It was an awesome dream. I woke up. I'm in the car the next day shopping, and you're on the radio. So really, really cool story.
That's amazing.
We've got wonderful hosts here filling those spots, and 4 hours is more than you need of me. 4 hours is more than I need. I'm just happy to pop in whenever available.
I'm just glad you made it into this man's dreams.
I was hoping the dream would be, I had a dream that you were somehow in the NBA and you dunked in LeBron's face and then just started a brawl because you were talking crap. Like, that'd be the dream I'd want to be in. Yeah.
Again, I was still hoping it was a sex dream about you, but that's just me. It shows where my mind goes. Steve Zabe and Nick Ashewood for the guys on the Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Steve Zabin, Nick Ashew, in for B. Mitch and Finley. It's good to see you again, buddy.
Yes.
You and I haven't done a show in a while. I remember the last time we did one, we both were in our home studios, so we weren't really in here together.
I was going to say, I also don't remember us ever doing a show together.
Mm-mm.
Just like when I was with Danny Ruye, I said, I don't think we've ever done a show. He goes, no, we did one, and he knew exactly what year it was. That's just a testament to my rapidly approaching early onset dementia, which is no joke, but I'll try to do better. A couple things real quick. Last night, instant replay once again showed why it is the devil, and it's the scourge of sports. No, there's a second.
That jumped the shark, too.
There's a second left on the clock on this backwards lateral, so we got to get this. They had to get the stage off the field twice.
Mm-hmm.
So then they kicked off the onside kick, and Ole Miss did not know how to play it. McElroy, I think, by the way, the McDonough-McElroy combo is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're better than, to me, Fowler and Herbstreit, but that's a discussion for a whole other day, which we don't have time because we're almost done. But McElroy said, just bat the ball as soon as you can because then the clock starts, and then there's just going to be a big pile of people. Doesn't matter who recovers it. Game's over. Instead, they let the Georgia player recover it cleanly while lying on the ground. And the rule is, if Jerry Austin, can you come in here with the rule? The rule is, when the guy recovers it and he's lying down, the clock doesn't start. So then they had a one-second pitchy woo-woo play, as Van Pelt calls it, that, of course, took forever and went nowhere. Mm-hmm. There was a flag on that. That turned out not to be a case. Everyone came on the field. It ruined the moment. It ruined the moment. It ruined the moment. The moment is more important than getting it right. The ref should have said, yeah, that probably hit the pylon. It's probably a safety. It's probably a second left. But you know what? Game's over. Game's over. It's won. Georgia's not going to win. Game's over. Stop with this. You got to get it right. So that's number one.
Okay.
Number two, it's unclear, according to Ross Dellinger, how many, if any, of the six assistants that Lane Kiffin is stealing to take to LSU will actually coach coming up in the semis. Many around the program expect some or all to officially leave and join LSU. So it's obscene that both Lane mm-hmm. Kiffin is getting paid money for success of the team he's no longer coaching as they win, and they're going to lose a bunch of assistants at this point of the playoffs. It's the wrongest thing ever.
It's a system that is so broken right now and so out of control with not just coaches leaving, but everything around the transfer portal and NIL like we talked. And then look at college basketball right now.
Yeah.
College basketball with a former sort of NBA player that wasn't really an NBA player that was playing pro overseas is now back playing for Baylor. And by the way, the John Calipari rant, have you heard that?
It's good.
Oh my, I mean, unbelievable. I
Very
love
good.
The rules, them rules bees the rules or whatever. unbelievable. But it is true where you have these situations where you've got these windows where coaches want to take the job and then they want to start recruiting because they're most likely building up a program that needs it. That's why the coaching vacancy was there. So far,
it has not shown any actual decline in people's interest in college sports, but it's early. It's early. And you know how things collapse? Slowly at first, and then all of a sudden at the end. So I'd be very cautious. Lastly, a horrible tragedy happened at a Swiss ski resort last night. There was almost 40 people who died in a nightclub fire.
Jeez.
And it's reminiscent of the horrible Rhode Island nightclub fire in which I think 110 people died because of pyrotechnics. What makes it worse is this, Nick. There are young people doing videos on their phones of the fire as it spreads through the highly flammable ceiling insulation.
Stop
People literally died, I'm sure, filming a fire at a nightclub for social media, which is surely a sign that we have gone way too far with everything. With our stupid phones.
I remember years ago visiting the Grand Canyon, and they had signs everywhere about not taking pictures on the edge because people have fallen off trying to take selfies for Instagram.
Exactly.
Listen, the minute you see a fire in a place that you are enclosed,
get the hell out. In an orderly fashion.
Yes,
don't shove anyone to the ground like Costanza.
That's true.
Make sure to go order. But don't sit there going, oh, it's burning, but I'll be able to get out.
No.
You don't know.
Are the views worth it?
Right. What? Oh, I got to post this. Yeah. Oh, I'm dead.
No one cares.
It's like in like in Wedding Crashers. Hey, I'm hang gliding. Yeah, I'm dead. Idiots.
Idiots.
That's right.
One of the more underrated scenes of that movie too, when Will Ferrell just showed up and was a part of that. So
I wish that movie theaters survive in 2026 because the one near me in Leesburg, CMX, is filing for bankruptcy.
Is it?
And that's going to be a tough blow for my daughter, Catherine, who loves to go there and watch all the animated movies. I'll have to find a new one further away, probably Dulles Town Center.
Yeah. You know what? There was a long gap for me from going to the movies and then going again. I went to see the new Tron, which I know a lot of people didn't like, didn't care. I liked it. I loved it. And I was like, oh, I missed the movies, man.
Yeah. This Hollywood made 30% fewer movies just by number this year. It's the largest drop ever. And the ones they're making mostly suck.
Yep. It's just, and what can
now,
we get?
Now transfers down to the exhibitors who own the theaters, and they're going bankrupt.
It's a trickle-down effect. Netflix has taken over everything, and they're building their own sound stages in New Jersey, so there's that, too. Get ready. Netflix and YouTube will rule the world when it comes to entertainment. Yeah, well, they already do, but it's going to be more. It's going to be more. Going to be even more. Just wait. Going to be even more. All right, Zabe, this was fun, buddy.
Hey, it was fun, Nick. Ben, great job, young man. Make sure to download and listen to Locked On Wizards and watch this team slowly ascend like a phoenix from the ashes.
Yes. I love the rebuild. I do. Lots of young kids. You see who works and you go from there. But at some point, they actually have to win, but they're not there yet.
We don't want to win this year.
No. You want that draft pick. You absolutely want it. Great Danny coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up?
snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.